The following is a Sunday feast lecture on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 9, text number 13, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadkikari, recorded on March 29th, 2009, in Tallinn, Estonia.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 9, text number 13. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Mahatmanastumam parta Naivim pakritam ashrita Bhajanyananya manaso Vyatabhutadim avyayam. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. O Sanaprita, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. In this verse, the description of the Mahatma is clearly given. The first sign of the Mahatma is that he is already situated in the divine nature. He is not under the control of material nature. And how is this affected? This is explained in the seventh chapter. One who surrenders unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, at once becomes freed from the control of material nature. That is the qualification. One can become free from the control of material nature as soon as he surrenders his soul to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the preliminary formula. Being marginal potency, as soon as the living entity is freed from the control of material nature, he is put under the guidance of the spiritual nature. The guidance of the spiritual nature is called Daivi Prakriti, divine nature. So, when one is promoted in that way by surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one attains to the stage of great soul, Mahatma. The Mahatma does not divert his attention to anything outside Krishna, because he knows perfectly well that Krishna is the original Supreme Person, the cause of all causes. There is no doubt about it. Such a Mahatma or great soul develops through association with other Mahatmas, pure devotees. Pure devotees are not even attracted by Krishna's other features, such as the four-armed Mahavishnu. They are simply attracted by the two-armed form of Krishna. They are not attracted to other features of Krishna, nor are they concerned with any form of a demigod or a human being. They meditate only upon Krishna, in Krishna consciousness. They are always engaged in the unswerving service of the Lord in Krishna consciousness. Vandeha. Sri Guru Sri Jata Varakamala Sri Guru Vaishnava Sri Rupa Sa
Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajiva Sadaita Savadutam Purijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha.
So, Krishna is describing the Mahatmas. There are two kinds of living beings. Mahatma and Duratma. Mahatma is great soul. Duratma is cripple-minded soul. That in Sanskrit language is kripana.
Kripana in Sanskrit.
Miserly person, selfish person. So the Mahatma, he is selfless person. And the Duratma, he is a selfish person. Actually, the more that we are selfish, the more that we are miserable. And the more we can become selfless, the more we become blissful. So it is called intelligent selfishness to become purely selfless. So that's how you can be selfish and be selfless at the same time. By understanding that a state of pure selflessness brings the highest happiness, one can pursue pure selflessness. As the ultimate form of selfishness. In other words, you can be intelligent selfish or foolish selfish. The person who intelligently does that which is best for himself, he becomes purely selfless. I hope you it's clear to you, if you can understand what I'm saying. I hope it's not lost in the translation. Maybe it's difficult to translate. It's clear? Difficult?
Yeah.
The point is that if one becomes completely God-centered person, instead of making oneself the center of existence, if one will make God the center of existence, then you achieve a state of unlimited happiness. That type of person is described here. That person who is completely in pure state of love of God. Those persons are being directly protected by the divine nature of God at every minute.
постоянно защищены божественной энергией Бога в каждый момент.
In all times, all places, and all circumstances.
Во все времена, во всех местах, при всех обстоятельствах.
Therefore, as we studied this morning, they become completely fearless. They have no anxieties.
И кроме этого, как мы сегодня утром изучали, то, что они становятся полностью бесстрашными, никаких беспокойств.
So, if you would like to achieve this state, completely free of all anxieties,
поэтому, если вы хотите достичь этой стадии, чтобы полностью без беспокойства,
we can teach you how to do that.
Вас можем научить, как это сделать.
This state is called Krishna consciousness.
Это состояние называется сознание Кришны.
We don't charge you any money.
И не просим даже денег никаких.
We simply ask that you hear what we have to say. That's all.
Мы просто просим, чтобы вы послушали, что мы хотим вам сказать.
If you could open your mind and hear what we are explaining to you.
Если вы откроете свой ум, послушайте, то мы вам объясним.
And try to understand the reality which exists beyond this material nature.
Вы пытаетесь понять реальность, которая существует вне этого существования.
Then you will become inspired.
Тогда вы вдохновитесь.
Naturally inspired to live in that spiritual reality at every minute.
Вы естественным образом вдохновитесь жить в этой духовной реальности каждое мгновение.
It doesn't matter what is your occupation.
Это даже не так важно, каково ваше занятие.
Whether you're a teacher, a politician, a worker, or whatever you may be.
Кем бы вы ни были, учителем, политиком, рабочим и кем-то еще.
If you're a student, whatever you may be.
Или даже студент, не важно.
If you will apply this science of Krishna consciousness.
Если вы прилагаете свою науку сознания Кришны.
To what you're doing right now.
К тому, что вы делаете, заняты, чем вы заняты прямо сейчас.
Then you will enter into a state of consciousness which is very, very, very sublime.
И вы достигнете такого состояния сознания, которое очень-очень-очень возвышенное.
You will feel how you are directly connected with God at every minute.
Вы будете чувствовать, как вы непосредственно связаны с Богом каждую минуту.
That supreme person who owns everything and controls everything.
Это высшая личность, которая владеет всем и все контролирует.
Once you get a direct connection with him, you have no anxiety in any circumstance.
Каждый, кто входит в контакт, непосредственно контакт с ним, у него не будет беспокойства ни при каких обстоятельствах.
Because everything is going on under his direction.
Потому что все то, что происходит, оно находится под его управлением.
Just like if you work for some big company.
Так как, например, если вы работаете в какой-то большой компании.
And the owner happens to be your personal friend.
И так случилось, что хозяин компании является вашим личным другом.
Doesn't matter what the other workers may think of you.
И тогда не так важно, что другие рабочие думают о вас.
Because you're a personal friend of the owner, you got it made.
Потому что вы, у вас хозяин, у вас ваш близкий друг.
So if you get that inside connection with the supreme person who owns and controls everything.
И поэтому если вы получаете такое внутреннее соединение, контакт такой с личностью,
you'll become especially favored by him.
Мы становимся особенным образом как-то под правительством у него.
And therefore you have no problems.
И тогда у вас не будет проблем.
So who can get that special inside connection?
И так кто может обрести вот это особое внутреннее?
Do you have to have money to qualify?
Что нужно деньги для этого?
You have to be good looking to qualify?
Или нужно быть хорошо выглядеть?
Do you have to speak a particular language or be from a particular country to qualify? No. Everybody is equally qualified. Shishi Gornitai Ki Jai, Shishi Varadamadara Ki Jai. Everyone is equally qualified. Do you want it? That's all. It's up to you whether you want that special connection with the Supreme Person. If you want it, you can get it. How do you get it? That's described here in the Bhagavad Gita. You simply have to take these principles of the Bhagavad Gita and apply them in your life. That's all you have to do. And then you get a special inside connection with that person who controls and owns everything. Who's more powerful than any army or any navy or any air force on this planet. This is why it is stated. Mare Krishna Rake Ke, Rake Krishna Mare Ke. If Krishna wants to kill you, nobody can protect you. And if Krishna wants to protect you, nobody can kill you. So if you want to make friends with somebody that's going to get put you in a good place, Krishna is the one. There's nobody more powerful than Krishna. Krishna is a real person. He's not some make-believe fable. Make-believe story, you know? Krishna is real. He's present within every atom. He's present between every atom. He's present in your heart. In all of this energy that you see around you, the city of Tallinn, the country of Estonia, the continent of Europe, this planet Earth, all the energy you see around you, it is all emanating from Krishna. He possesses achintya shakti, inconceivable power. And if you connect with him through loving service, he will invest in you a portion of his achintya shakti. He will give you achintya shakti also for serving him on this planet. For spreading his glories on this planet. So, there is no more glorious life than being one who is empowered by the Lord. And it's available for every one of you. You can become empowered by Krishna to spread his glories on this planet. All you have to do is follow the principles of Bhagavad Gita. And to the extent that you follow these principles, to that extent you become empowered by Krishna. To act as his representative. To act as his agent. To become a Mahatma. He'll make you into a Mahatma. So, at the present moment, we are Duratman. We are selfish. But if we will take advantage of this knowledge, all of the miseries and anxieties we experience in our Dharatma existence, they will all go away. We will be completely absorbed in this blissful Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day. So if you would like to be a Mahatma, we have a training program for you, how to become a Mahatma. This is a Mahatma training center. You simply participate in the activities of this Mahatma training center. Join in the chanting. Attend the classes. We even have special Mahatma food also. You have to eat a lot of it. It's called prasadam. If you eat this Mahatma food, just by eating you'll become Mahatma. So we want you to eat a lot until it's coming out of your ears. So you should eat a lot, sing and dance, make friends with the devotees. They're the most wonderful people in the whole world. These devotees, they are Mahatmas. And if you will serve these devotees with love, by their mercy, you will also become Mahatma. So this is our wonderful program here. We owe all of our thanks to a very, very special Mahatma, the greatest Mahatma, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. I am His initiated disciple. In 1971, he accepted me as his disciple. So, since that time, I have been trying to spread this Krishna consciousness all over the world. And I'm so happy to see you bright-faced people here today, coming to hear about Krishna. I'm so happy to see all of you here today. You are very blessed that you are attracted to come here. You are very blessed by God that you are attracted to come here. So become more and more absorbed in the activities of this Mahatma training center. And you will become Mahatma. And you can turn all the Estonian people into Mahatmas. Make this whole country the spiritual world. So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Один из вопросов такого порядка. I speak in Russian, not high level in English. Значит, вопрос такого порядка, вы говорили о состояниях сознания, и в этих состояниях сознания упоминали о том, что должно быть состояние блаженности. Правильно я вас понимаю, что можно сказать, что эти состояния блаженности предполагают изначальное очищение ума от всяческих мыслей, и тогда приходит божественное присутствие. Можно сказать, что в вайшнавской традиции на высшем уровне вы, как Махарадж, это принимаете. Понятен вопрос? Ага, по частям.
You speak about different levels of consciousness. And you say that in spiritual consciousness we attain blissful stage. И тогда что?
Мысли, течение мысли должно прерываться, течение веретена мысли. Как это
называется? In this high stage, our mind thinking process must be stopped material way.
И дальше. Но и что? Вот я вопрос, суть вопроса в том, что понимается ли в высшей вайшнавской традиции то, что мысли, вот это single process, stop, and from Krishna energies only после, only if it's stop, process, thinking process, stop from.
So what's the question?
He asked if you accept this conception in our.
All right, I'll answer.
Second question afterwards.
It's more question. Second question.
I understand the question. Do I accept this idea that the thinking process is stopped in the higher state? I understand the question.
He has a second question.
Let me answer the first question. Then we'll go to the second one. Okay. Thank you very much for your question. One concept of spiritual emancipation. Is to come to a state of no mind, where everything becomes nothing. This concept is a very good concept for the beginner, because it helps him to cut off all material sense gratification. But beyond that concept, there is a higher concept. In other words, it is a process of negating the mind and negating the self. I say, well, I'm not male, I'm not female, I'm not Estonian, I'm not Lithuanian. In Sanskrit they call it neti, neti, neti. You cut away, not this, not that, not this. You keep cutting away all the material attachments. Deny this, deny that, deny, 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 deny. And finally, after you've denied everything, then what is left to deny? There's one remaining thing to deny, and that is denial. When you've negated everything, then there's only one thing left to negate, and that is, I have to negate negation itself. And at that point, if you're sincere, you're brave and you're courageous, then that supreme source of all existence will bring you in contact with a bona fide spiritual master. And he will pull you through that negative realm into a realm of positive spirituality. Where you have unlimited pure spiritual thoughts. And unlimited pure spiritual words. And unlimited pure spiritual activities. The first step that we were describing, that is called Brahman realization. Where you say no thoughts, no words, negate, negate, negate. That level is a stepping stone. And once you achieve that level, then you, with the help of a bona fide guru, you can go into the realm known as Bhagavan realization. After negating all material thoughts, all material forms, all material words, all material activities, all material relationships, all material tastes, all material experiences, all material qualities, after negating all of this, if you have the mercy of a bona fide spiritual master, you can be amazingly transported into that realm. Where there are inconceivably sweet tastes.
Мы получим непостижимо сладкий вкус.
Completely devoid of any material tinges.
Полностью свободный от всех материальных примесей.
Just like as an example.
Это такой вот пример.
Let's say my mind is disturbed hearing so much stupid material music.
Скажем, вот мой ум очень сильно беспокоен то, что он наслушался, скажем так, материальной
музыки. And so to get relief,
я хочу облегчения.
I go out in the desert where I don't have to hear any stupid music.
Я отправляюсь в пустыню, где я не могу слушать никакой глупой музыки.
But then, what if I find a bunch of devotees chanting Hare Krishna?
Но потом вдруг, если я встречу преданных, которые повторяют Хари Кришна.
That is a complete negation of all material sound vibration.
Это полное какое-то отрицание, да, то есть любой материальной вибрации.
The spiritual sound vibration of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, totally negates all material sound vibration.
Вот эта духовная вибрация, она полностью исключает любую материальную вибрацию.
It is called Shabda Brahma, pure spiritual sound vibration.
Это называется Шабда Брахма, чистая духовная звуковая вибрация.
It has nothing to do with this material energy. It is imported from the spiritual existence into this material world to liberate us from matter. So, there also are spiritual thoughts. When experienced by a liberated soul, he is thinking on a purely transcendental plane of existence. He is speaking on a purely transcendental plane of existence. He is acting on a purely transcendental plane of existence. He is perfect in no thought, no words, and no action.
И в то же самое время он совершенен в том, что никаких действий, никаких слов, никаких мыслей.
Even while he thinks, speaks, and acts like anything.
Даже если в тот момент он говорит, думает и действует как никто другой, сильно.
So what is your second question?
Будет вопрос. В связи с этим вопросом можно спросить?
Question related with first. Question related with this.
Так я понимаю, что через нети выходит через это разделение, что не выходится все-таки на высшее единство. И даже вот как вы говорили, Хари Кришна, оно включает ведь есть единство и тонкое, самое высшее, непостижимое, абсолютное, и все проявления материальных любых мирах. Это так? Вы имели в виду? Или все-таки это остается разделение, чисто тонкая духовная энергия, и в частности, и ничего материального. Но здесь материальное как вопрос иллюзии, как майи, проявление. Вот я можешь перевести? Я не могу это по-английски хорошо разложить. Суть примерно такая, что здесь из разделения уходится, из разделения. И общее единство. Или все остальное, вот почему трансцендентность была, скажем, Махараджем, трансцендентность Хари Кришна, она заключается в том, что уже сама мантра это предполагает то, что все остальное это игра теней, и мира иллюзий, что ниже находится. Вот попробуй так сформулировать. Не сложно не вопрос на английском.
Но я не знаю, что я
только знаю сам результат. Ой, этот вопрос был под вопросом первому. Вот когда Махарадж говорил о том, что Хари Кришна выше, это высшая трансценденция.
You said that Hare Krishna this is most big transcendental level.
Но предполагает это принятие, что это высший трансцендентный уровень того, что принятие иллюзорности всех проявлений материальных миров. Тогда так попроще попробуем.
Is this understanding includes understanding that material worlds are illusory.
Like illusory.
Yes and no.
Да и нет.
The material world is real in one sense.
Материальный мир, он реален в одном смысле.
In another sense, it is unreal.
А в другом смысле, он нереальный.
I will give you an example to help you understand.
Я вам дам такой пример, который поможет понять.
This is like you go to a movie.
Так как, например, вы отправляетесь в кино.
And you're watching a movie about the Fiji Islands.
И вы смотрите, скажем, фильм про Фиджи.
In the South Seas. Where there's beautiful blue water and coconut trees, you know. And it happens to be, you know, 30 degrees, minus 30 degrees that night in Tallinn. And you're sitting there and it's beautiful sunshine and you're feeling so happy. You feel like you're in Fiji. Are you really in Fiji? No. You're not really in Fiji. But is the screen real? Yes, the screen is real. There is a movie screen. Are there lights? Is there a real projector up there? Yes, there's a real projector. Is there a real film going through the projector? Yes. So there is a reality. You are sitting in a movie theater, there is a screen, and there is a movie being shown on the screen. That's real. But that you are in Fiji, that is an illusion. So the material world is a movie being projected on the screen known as Mahatattva. The Mahatattva, the total material energy is real. And there's a movie being shown on that screen, and that movie is real. But it's not, but it appears to be. You have your own particular movie, you see. Everyone has their own movie. I'm thinking, I am male. I am female. I am American. I am Estonian. Is it? It is a movie. It's not real. You're not really those things. So that's the understanding. Anybody else have any questions? We've given him two. Let's have someone else have a chance. Someone else may only have a limited time, but we'll get back to you if somebody else have a question. Yes.
Вы сказали про материальное тело. Можно ли мы сказать, что вот у меня есть это тело, скажем, мужское?
You said about that we in Estonian, we ain't male or female, yes, but can we say that we have the male body?
To say I have a male body or female body or Estonian body, that is true.
Вот сказать так, что у меня есть там мужское тело или женское тело, или эстонское, это правильно, правда.
But to think I am male, I am female, I am Estonian, that is false.
Но неправильно думать так, что я эстонец, я мужчина, я женщина.
Are you Mr. Green Shirt?
Вы мистер зеленой рубашкой?
No, you're not Mr. Green Shirt. You may be wearing a green shirt, that is a reality.
Вы носите зеленую рубашку, это реально.
But if I think, oh, you are a green shirt, then that is an illusion.
Если вы думаете, что я зеленая рубашка, то это иллюзия.
Souls, yes, and did you mention that all the devotees are not? It's not depends what level they have. They are already Mahatmas, even if they don't realize that.
Anyone who is seriously surrendering themselves to this process of Krishna consciousness. Has become initiated by a bona fide spiritual master. who's strictly following the rules and regulations of Bhakti Yoga, they're accepted by Prabhupada as being a bona fide Mahatma. But we should not think, oh yes, I am Mahatma. If we are strictly following this pathway, we will not think, oh yes, I am Mahatma. No. That is death. To start thinking that is called false pride. That will kill one's Krishna
consciousness.
Those who are actually Mahatma, they feel I am Duratma. I should not be allowed in this temple. But the devotees have kindly allowed me to be here so that I can someday become Mahatma. See, that's the mood of a real Mahatma. He never thinks, I am Mahatma. Never thinks.
Yeah.
It was very wisely stated about Mahatma Gandhi. Among saints, he is a politician. And amongst politicians, he is a saint. So, he is not purely considered Mahatma, no. Although amongst politicians, he was a very pious politician. As far as politicians go, he was a very pious politician. Because he was still on a political platform, he was not true Mahatma. He was too attached to politics. Even after the British were driven out of India, he still wanted to remain active in politics. And because of that, one of his own Hindu brothers assassinated him. So he was advised by Prabhupada to give up politics. And that, once the British were removed, Prabhupada wrote him a letter and advised him, you give up politics now and just preach Bhagavad Gita. But unfortunately, was not able to follow that advice. And it led to his untimely death. He was on the bodily platform. Here is an Indian, here is an Englishman. That is not the vision of a Mahatma. The Brahma, it is described in the Bhagavad Gita. The humble sages, by virtue of true knowledge, see with the equal vision, a learned and gentle Brahmin, a cow, an elephant, a dog, and a dog eater. That is Mahatma. He sees everyone equally. He doesn't say, oh, here is a Britisher, here is an Indian. No. That is Mahatma. So because he made that distinction, Britisher and Englishman, therefore, and Indian, therefore he is not true Mahatma.
I have one question about Mahatma too. Prabhupada said that it's 10,000, it's the soul, yes, it's really, really, really like an atom, yes?
Subatomic.
Atomic.
Subatomic. Smaller than an atom, actually.
Smaller.
Yeah.
All right. So I have a question. Does this Mahatma has I don't clearly understand what we are. We're like a little piece of dust, even smaller, you know. So, or we have some eyes, some maybe we can taste the things in this spiritual world. We can see, we can hear or what we are, or we just
that small particle.
Что, ну, вопрос заключался в том, что, ну, как бы такое махамное отношение какое-то, что как бы мы частички маленькие, одна десятитысячная кончика волоса размер души сечения, да, там, и как тогда понять, что такая маленькая она, есть ли у нее тогда глаза, а муж и такое, можем ли там мы в духовном мире видеть, слышать, что это?
So that very, very small particle described is 1/10,000 the tip of a hair.
Так есть, что очень маленькая частичка, субатомная там, 10-тысячная.
Prabhupada also describes it in one place as 1/10,000 of a point. If you've studied geometry, there's something called a point in geometry. A geometric point. It has no dimensions physically. It has zero width, zero height, and zero thickness. It's absolutely dimensionless, the geometric point. So Prabhupada also describes the Atma as being a point, like a point. But that subatomic particle of anti-material energy. When present within the material body, spreads its influence, just like the sun spreads its rays all over the universe. That subatomic particle spreads its influence throughout the entire body through what is known as consciousness. Empowering the five working senses and the five knowledge acquiring senses. That's what happens. So when you chant Hare Krishna, that spirit soul, the Atma present, becomes energized, becomes revitalized in its original relationship with the Supreme Atma of all existence. That's why we request that everyone should chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I have three garlands. Who wants a garland? Who else wants a garland? Who wants the last one? All right then. So we thank you all very much. So, yes? One last question? It's up to you. You're in charge. Tell me. You decide. Announcement or question? What is it?
In our level, first level of devotional service, we can see only deities. It says, like, конечно, какие-то деities.
We can see the deities, yes.
And when I have conflicts with devotees or some suffering, I cannot see deities, so as well as...
Your mind, when your mind is disturbed, you cannot appreciate how Krishna is standing there? So, Mataji, what is the question?
This type of consciousness that we see the deities, but we cannot see something around, what happens around, some problems with the others. And we just speak, try to speak with Krishna. Krishna, I am here.
I don't understand the question.
Is it correct, this mentality, when we...
Matsu said that she sees all the deities, but what's happening around, some deities is anger at her, or some like don't like her, but she sees only deities, that's all. And she pray for deities, the deities going to help her, not like the... appreciating them. Congratulations. They have all relations with deities, not with the devotees.
This is called Kanishta Adhikari. It means one who can only see the deity and has no relationship with devotees. They are not very advanced. Krishna, because Krishna says, Ye me bhakta jana parata, no me bhakta chache jana. Mad bhakta nam shaye bhaktas, te me bhakta tamamata. It says in Adipuranam. The one who is my devotee, he is not my devotee. But the one who is the devotee of my devotee, he is my real devotee. So if you're having trouble in your relationships with the devotees, you need to find one devotee at least that you can open your heart to. Who can help you to have good relationships with the devotees. Because without the relationship with the devotees, Krishna does not accept your devotion. So you must find at least one devotee that you can open your heart to and trust his guidance. How to make very, very nice relationships with all the devotees. Yes.
So is it wrong to go and pray to the deities, trying to find a solution?
One can definitely pray to the deities. It's very good. My dear Lord, please bless me. I can have good relationships with the devotees. Yeah. And then Krishna will reveal which devotee you should approach. Who can help you? Where is that devotee or those devotees who purely represent Krishna? Let me take shelter of them. So, anything else? It's up to you all. You tell me 4 o'clock and we're going over time. No? It's up to Shiromani. He's the master. I'm letting him make the choice.
Is it other people they can come to speak with you after?
Yes, I'm open this evening for darshan. Anyone wants to come and meet with me? Yes? He gets to arrange with my servant. Where is my Damodar, my disciple Damodar? Raise your hand, Damodar Savisi. You can talk to Damodar if you want to have a darshan with me. And he, and you can, with him, you can make an appointment to meet with me tonight. So we thank you all very much for participating in this program of Hare Krishna movement. We hope that you all are enjoying yourselves very nicely. We hope you'll enjoy the feast. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
His grace Sankarshan Das Thikari ki
jai.